We went to this marriage conference one time, and this guy was telling this story. I thought it was hilarious. And he heard his neighbors arguing. He told his wife, "I am so easy to live with." And she said, "Yeah, you are when you're by yourself." And I thought about that. And while that does apply to marriage, that applies to so much in life. Yeah. You are the world's best Christian when you're by yourself. Howdy, I'm Jason.
And I'm Riley.
And welcome to the Meet the McAllisters podcast, where we are trying to create tribes of people who want a deeper relationship with Jesus and his church.
And in this week's video, we are going to be talking about how to deal with the world's worst Christians.
Hopefully we are not them.
Yeah, we don't want to be the world's worst Christians.
Way number one of how to deal with the world's worst Christians, the type of Christians that just want to make you hit your head off the Bible that they're preaching at you from. Understand that you can be wrong.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's awful. That's the worst way. Yeah. You are going to click off of this video right now because we literally just told you that you were the one that's wrong.
Maybe you're the world's worst Christian.
But understanding that we could have different opinions and that ours could be wrong is a very difficult thing for us to understand. But often, especially I notice in our marriage, that like we sometimes are the one that are wrong and we're holding on to our point as hard and as tight as we can when there really are ways that, you know, we could be wrong.
You don't know everything. We don't know everything. I won't even point at you. I know that I don't know everything. There's so many times that I have the blessing, we have the blessing, I guess you could say, that we have a lot of Christians in our life that we really do not see eye to eye with on everything.
Yeah.
And that's theologically, that's how to do life. And there are times that I, like I said, want to take the Bible they're preaching at me from and just hit my head off of it. But I have to understand and be like, you know what? They're probably looking at me and saying the same thing. Like,
yeah,
I can be wrong. And there are so many times in my life that I was like die hard about this point of the Bible or like what I believed, and you know what I found out like 6 months later? I was wrong. And I had to look and apologize, being like, you know, sorry that I was so, even in like with our marriage, there are times I've been like, Riley, this is so unbiblical. I cannot believe you would even think that. And then like 6 months later of me being all fired up or whatever, I go to her and I'm like, you know what? I think you had a point, and I'm sorry.
I agree, and I think that that is where we see in James where it talks about being slow to anger, being slow to speak, and being quick to listen. Often I think that we have that reversed, and we've said that before in videos, where we are so quick to be the first ones to talk. We love to hear ourselves talk, but we don't like to listen to other people. We don't like to give ear to their perspective because we want to be the ones that are always doing it. We want to be the ones that are always right. We want to be the ones that are leading and taking charge because we know what's right.
Yeah,
right?
There's so many times where Riley and I will be in a conversation and as she's talking, I want to just chime in, just immediately cut her off. And I think that happens so many times in the Christian world. In fact, we have a video talking about why there are so many different denominations where we talk about this a lot. You should check it out. But I think there are a lot of times we go through and we just want to cut the person off and just give this like pre-programmed answer, like we're in this debate, rather than actually listening. In fact, we were having dinner one time with an individual, and I remember that like we were all talking. There was a bunch of Christians having dinner talking, and this guy would just literally interrupt everybody, and you could tell that he was not actually listening. Like, he was waiting for the person to get done talking.
So listening he could just to respond. Yeah. He wasn't listening to understand.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you listen to respond, it shows that you're not actually listening, hearing, and engaging with what the other person's saying. You are listening to show that you are correct, that you're the person that has all the answers. And I'm going to be honest, I don't want to be the person that has all the answers because I know how messed up and sinful and carnal I am, that I often choose what is most pleasurable for myself. I want to do what's the easiest for myself and not what's the best for Christ. And often those two don't line up.
So if you have found this content thus far in the video helpful, we would encourage you to like, subscribe, and comment down below how you deal with the people that drive you crazy in the church. How do you deal with the worst Christians? How do you love on them in the process of dealing with them? Okay, final point of how to deal with the world's worst Christians is live life with them.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Jason says this all the time, that it is hard to call someone a heretic until you sit down and have dinner with them.
It's easy.
Oh, it's easy to call someone.
It's easy to call someone a heretic until you sit down and have dinner with them.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's true though, right? Like, I hope you didn't go into this video thinking we're going to tell you the easiest ways to deal with the worst Christians. Because none of these are easy, and I don't like doing any of them. But living life with these people is the best. Like, we're not, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, well, we have to be one, which means that we just got to not talk about the disagreements.
No.
No, talk about the disagreements. In fact, don't die down your convictions. Don't, like, ease off of your convictions. Live your convictions out to the fullest. If you believe something, bud, be the best believer in that thing that you can.
Yeah.
But let iron sharpen iron. Live life with them. Listen to them. And just as much as you're trying to live out your convictions as hard as you can, as faithful as you can, let them do the same in your life and let that process grow. And it may take 10 or 20 years, but that's 10 or 20 years of becoming a sharper and more precise sword for Jesus Christ.
I can remember a time that we had dinner with a couple that we're really close with now. Like, they watch our kid, all this stuff. And he said to me, he said, I disagree with what your opinion is. And I was like, well, I disagree with what your opinion is.
Let's talk about it. It's very awkward for me.
Like, we sat down and we had a serious, in-depth conversation. And it was like 2 or 3 hours of me saying, well, what about this scripture? And he said, well, what about this scripture? And it was like, well, I disagree with this because of this. And he disagrees with this because of that. And it was just, we had a serious conversation about a very in-depth discussion and disagreement that we had, and we left the conversation saying, you know what, I don't agree with your opinion, but I think that I understand a little bit better. And he said, well, I don't agree with your opinion, but I understand why you're saying that a little bit better. And now we have this deeper relationship with each other and with Christ to understand, you know what, maybe I'm not always right in everything that I believe.
Yeah, I guess, like, a lot of what we're saying can come down to this. Like, when you ask, how do I deal with the world's worst Christians? It's really learning about how to deal with yourself, because everybody is the world's worst Christian. Like, yeah. I don't know about you, but I know me. I know the thoughts and the selfish ideas that I have all the time.
It's good.
And I'm a terrible person, right? We went to this marriage conference one time, and this guy was telling the story. I thought it was hilarious. And he heard his neighbors arguing, and he thought, you know what? He told his wife, I am so easy to live with. And she said, yeah, you are, when you're by yourself. And I thought about that, and while that does apply to marriage, that applies to so much in life.
Yeah.
You are the world's best Christian when you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. You're the world's best anything when you're by yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And when we have to be around people, that's when the actual hard part of Christianity starts. Like, Christianity was never meant to be a by-yourself religion.
No.
Right? Like, yeah, you got Jesus, but Jesus also got you other people. Right?
Yeah.
He has his church. Part of dealing with that is learning how to deal with yourself and just taking that first step of humility. That's a lot of what we've talked about. Just take that first step of humility and be willing to learn with somebody that you disagree with and just live life with them. It's not your job to be the Holy Spirit. If God is going to convict them, if they're a true believer, that is the Holy Spirit's job. Your job
is to just
push them on to Jesus and to love on them the best that you can.
Yeah, we always say, like, spur one another on. Like, it's in scripture that you see it, like, spur one another on towards giving glory to Christ. And I think that when we can do that, that is when we deal with the world's worst Christians the best.
I think that's really all we got.
Yeah, that's all we have. So
if you have found this content helpful and you want more content on how to develop a deeper relationship with Jesus and his people, check us out on YouTube at Meet the McAllisters and anywhere that you get your podcasts.
And make sure to send us an email at meetthemcallisters@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys in next week's video.